I think it's quite appropriate for me to sit in the building of the Music Academy of the West in Santa Barbara, where Madame Lehmann used to walk around and give classes and all that, and when I was a student here, and to talk about her now, after so many years. I want to go back how I got involved with Madame Lehmann. I was a foreign student from Tehran, Iran, studying pre-med, going towards a medical career at UCLA. And all of a sudden, they discovered that I had a voice. And actually, not only if I had a voice, it was a tenor. I had no idea because in Iran, we had no opera and all that. I didn't even know what the hell a tenor was. Then I found a fabulous couple in Los Angeles, Dr. Fritz Zweig and his wife, whose professional name was Tile de Garmo. And she had been a lyric coloratura, and she had sung with Madame Lehmann in Rosenkavalier to Madame Lehmann's Marcellin. I studied with them, and they did wonderful remedial work for me and all that. And later on, then all of a sudden, Mr. Zweig said, Lotfi, you really should sing for Madame Lehmann. Of course, I had then learned her name, and I knew where she was. And so we drove up. And I brought a couple of arias for Madame Lehmann and all that. And she's very gracious, very kind. And she said, I would like you to come to the academy next summer. So I got a scholarship. And this was summer of 1957. And we had a fabulous group that year. I mean, we had Grace Bunbury, Benita Valente. And the faculty was Yasha Heifetz, Peter Agorsky. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I came here, and I thought I was like Alice in Wonderland. I mean, this beautiful place next to the ocean, and there was this incredible lady with such intensity. When she would do a lead, the way, for example, she would lean on the piano and the way she would prepare herself and then give the signal to this wonderful accompanist, Gwen Goldofsky, absolutely superb. And then how then Gwen would start. And it was quite riveting and wonderful. But when these young artists would try to do it, and they would imitate it, and it was funny. And so when I would then get up and sing, I didn't want to do it. And I would somehow get a little bit criticized about that, you know. And so one day we were doing something for Fidelio. Madame Lehmann had done, of course, Leonora, and she made her, and she showed what it was like and all that, and then which was quite wonderful with her. And I said, oh, well, you know, Madame Lehmann, I think it's not going to look good on me if I do this. I'm afraid it might be funny. One day, unfortunately, you know, we were all having lunch on the terrace. Madame Lehmann had this very special way of doing a lead, the way what she would do with her hands. I was imitating her for the other students. And so all of a sudden, I see that the students' eyes get wide, and I look around, there's Madame Lehmann standing behind me. And of course, I learned wonderful things from her. And one of the things I learned to this day, one of my favorite operas, is Rosenkavalier, which I have directed many, many times. But I never forget Lehmann working the monologue from Act One with one of the sopranos. She brought tears in my eyes. I mean, that the passing of the time, the kind of that resignation of the fact that time is something so special and it passes by and we don't notice it or anything like that. So those things were fabulous. It was an amazing experience for me for that time, you know, from a guy from Tehran, Iran, being here with this incredible woman.